Good morning, beloved, and thank you for allowing me to visit you in your homes on this beautiful Monday morning. Today we are in Mark chapter 1, verses 21 through 45. And in this passage, Jesus and his disciples go to Capernaum, where he preaches in the synagogue and heals a man with an evil spirit. Jesus heals many people, and the news about him spreads throughout the province of Galilee. And God's guiding word for us this week is discipleship. So let's begin. Jesus and his disciples came to the town of Capernaum, and on the next Sabbath, Jesus went to the synagogue and began to teach. The people who heard him were amazed at the way he taught, for he was like the other teachers of the law. Instead, he taught with authority. Just then, a man with an evil spirit came into the synagogue and screamed, "What do you want with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Are you here to destroy us? I know who you are. You are God's holy messenger." Jesus ordered the spirit, "Be quiet. Come out of that man." The evil spirit shook the man hard, gave out a loud scream, and came out of him. The people were all so amazed that they started saying to one another, "What is this? Is this some kind of new teaching? This man has authority to give orders to evil spirits, and they obey him." And so the news about Jesus spread quickly everywhere in the province of Galilee. Jesus and his disciples, including James and John, left the synagogue and went straight to the home of Simon and Andrew. Simon's mother-in-law was sick in bed with a fever, and as soon as Jesus arrived, he was told about her. He went into her and took her by the hand and helped her up, and the fever left her, and she began to wait on them. After the sun had set and evening had come, people brought to Jesus all the sick and those who had demons. All the people of the town gathered in front of the house. Jesus healed many who were sick with all kinds of diseases and drove out many demons. He would not let the demons say anything because they knew who he was. Very early the next morning, long before daylight, Jesus got up and left the house, and he went out to a lonely place where he prayed. But Simon and his companions went searching for him, and when they found him, they said, "Everyone is looking for you." But Jesus answered, "We must go on to other villages around here. I have to preach in them also, because this is why I came." So he traveled all over Galilee, preaching in the synagogues and driving out demons. A man suffering from a dreaded skin disease came to Jesus, knelt down, and begged him for help. "If you want to," he said, "you can make me clean." Jesus was filled with pity, and he reached out and touched him. "I do want to," he answered. "Be clean." And at once, the disease left the man, and he was clean. Then Jesus spoke sternly to him and sent him away at once, after saying to him, "Listen, don't tell anyone about this, but go straight to the priest and let him examine you. Then, in order to prove to everyone that you are cured, offer the sacrifice that Moses ordered." But the man went away and began to spread the news everywhere. Indeed, he talked so much that Jesus couldn't go into the town publicly. Instead, he stayed out in lonely places, and people came to him from everywhere. And today's key verse is Mark chapter 1, verse 22. The people heard Jesus and were amazed at the way he taught, for he wasn't like the other teachers of the law. Instead, he taught with authority. You know, the today's reading includes several stories about people that Jesus had healed. Do any of these stories resonate with you? Are you going through something today that you just can't seem to deal with on your own? You know, as the man with leprosy said to Jesus, "If you want to, you can heal me." And that same Jesus says to you today, "I want to." Let's pray. You are amazing, Lord Jesus. You teach with authority, announcing the good news of God's love and salvation. I no longer need to look for you because you are always near. Order my steps this day and keep me close to you. In your holy name I pray. Amen. Well, that brings our Monday morning to a close. Join me tomorrow where we will be reading Mark chapter 2 verses 1 through 17 when the religious leaders begin to question Jesus. Until then, may God richly bless you is my prayer.